Okay, today is Daf Lamed Hey. Daf Lamed Hey, we get to learn together. So the Gemara had just been talking about, we have to finish up the last few lines before the Mishnah. The Gemara had just been talking about whether you're Chayshina Lita Kala or not, which was the sugi that came up at the end of the first parak. And it comes up here as well. Are you allowed to keep something that you're not allowed to eat in your house, even though you're allowed to use it in some ways? It's Mutar Bahana, but are you worried that it's you're going to come to eat it because it's in your house? So the Gemara said that maybe by kachim and by truma, you do a maila, you add on extra chumras because of the kedusha of these of items, of the kedusha of the hektish or of the truma. So we mentioned about whether you have the ability to be matirit. That was what the Lamdala Mavei spoke about. We just mentioned another din that lechatchila, there's a chorma that you're supposed to get the mayim chayim, retrieve the mayim chayim for the paraduma directly with the kli that you're going to mix it in. That's the mala, and b'dyevet, it's okay if you just transfer it from kli to kli. And now we're up to the third point in that third example where we see that there's a mala, there's a chumra by kachim. Top line, lamin ham and alf. Amar Rav Simeon bar Ashi, afana namitanina. We also learned in the Mishnah in Negaim, tava va'ala ochal ma'aser. So it's talking about a tful yom, somebody who was tamei for 7 days, and he went to the mikvah on the day seven. Went to the mikvah day seven, tava va'ala, and he came up from the mikvah ochal ma'aser. So he could already eat ma'aser sheni at that time, already the seventh day in the afternoon. Harif Shimsho, once the sun sets that day, ochal b'truma. So then he could eat truma that night. Right? That's the first Mishnah in Shas. Right, Mishash Hakohanim nechasam lechal trumasam at night. B'truma in b'kachim lo. Truma you can't eat that night. Kachim they're not allowed to eat until the next morning. Amai tarhu, but they're tar. Even midaraisa, they're tar already. They can eat truma. If you can eat truma, that means you're tar. So why can't you eat kachim yet? Elamaila hachanami maila. So it must be that it's another example of a maila by kachim that we don't that the chazal or machmer there even more than by truma. It's an interesting diuk that the Mishnah says taval va'ala ochal b'maiser. The Kesa Mishnah in Hilchos Tumas Meis quotes the question of when a person goes to the mikvah, when are they tahar? Are they tahar in the mikvah, or are they tahar only after they come out of the mikvah, after they come up from the mikvah? And he brings a couple of rayas, but he quotes that many Mishnayos and Taros and Zeta Taros says taval va'ala, taval va'ala. So whenever it says taval va'ala, it sounds like you need the ala. I mean, can you eat truma while you're still in the mikvah? So the question answer sounds like from this Mishnah that maybe you would it, because it's dafka tava va'ala after you come up from the mikvah, that's when the tahara takes place, not when one is in the mikvah. That's the issue that the Kesa Mishnah brings up, and maybe you could relate it to this lashon as well. Amar Ravashi, afanani mitanina, finishing up, Ravashi says, we also learned in another Mishnah, vaha basar. Right, this is in Ebraisa, Vahabasar. You learn it from Pasuk in Vayikra, Larabos Esa Eitzim Lavona. We had this already by the Sugya of Chibas HaKodesh. Vahabasar includes Eitzim and Lavona can become Tamei. The Pasuk of Vahabasar here is referring to becoming every Tahar can eat Basar. So it includes Eitzim and Lavona, wood and frankincense also has to be Tahar. Eitzim and Lavona, but Eitzim and can these become Tamei? Elamayla, Chanami Mayla. But it's a Mayla, so too. Also, really, it should be able to become Tamei, but we say it can become Tamei. Remember the machlokas between Rashi and Tosas we had earlier around Daf Yotes, Daf Chafalof or so, about whether this is a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan, whether Chibas HaKodesh makes something into Ochel on a D'Oraisa level or a D'Rabbanan level. So Rashi had said on a D'Rabbanan level, and Tosas said even on a D'Oraisa level. Okay, so that's the last example of Ma'ala. Mishnah. We're up to the new Mishnah. Daf Lamed Hey Man Alf. Says the Mishnah. Some of these milas can be daraisa, correct. Some of these milas are daraisa, some of them are d'rabbanan. Masdisan, elu dvarim shalom yotzei yemei d'chavos b'pesach. These are the items, these are the grains that you could use to make your matzahs on Pesach, the ones that you will use yidei chova, not just ones that are not chametz, but ones that you can use to be yotzei your chova on Pesach. The five grains, chitim, seorim, wheat, barley, kusman, spelt, shifon, rye, ubishibola, shu'ol, and oats. These are the five grains also that have the chiv of challah, in look at the Mishnayos and challah, and also these are the five grains that you need for matzahs. So let's say if somebody is allergic to wheat, they can have spelt matzahs. They make spelt matzahs today. Anybody, they make all these different types of matzahs. If if one needs. Again, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that lechatchila we try to have chitim. That's lechatchila, that's the first one in the Mishnah. These are the five grains that one can make matzahs with. Now the Mishnah is about to go into, what about matzahs that have a touch of some type of aveira in them? Are those going to be allowed to be used? But if you just contrast for a moment, the next Mishnah, if you look at the Mishnah on Da Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, the Mishnah has a parallel Mishnah about Maror. Elu Yerakos Sha'adam Yotzim Edei Chavotzim HaPesach, Chazeres Tamcha Charchavina Ulshinu Maror, Yotzim Ben Lachem Ben Yevashin Avalo Kvusha Loshlug Avalo Mavushalin, Umitz Tarfin Lekizayis on line 5. And they all combine to create the shear. Asks the Ran, why are those two words only in the Mishnah here on Daf Lamed Tes and on Daf Lamed Hay? Can you be mitztaref spelt and oats and wheat to combine for the shear, or no? Doesn't have that line here. So the Ran assumes hu adin. The Ran assumes it doesn't matter, even if you have a little bit of each, it's the same halacha. Why is it only in that Mishnah? Why is this halacha in the second Mishnah, not the first Mishnah? So the Ran says, no, it's a bigger chiddush there, because you might have said by Maror, where there's such an emphasis on the tam, and you want one tam to be mevatel the other tam, there you might have said that each type of vegetable, each type of Maror, has to be its own, create its own shear. So that's the chiddush of that Mishnah, Kamash Malan, even by Maror, you can have different vegetables that can combine to the shear. But really, the same halacha is by matzah. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yud just has the suffix about it. He says, he quotes this Ran, and he quotes other sources, which seem to say it applies by matzah too, but he just is metame why the Mishnah leaves it out. Okay, fine, it's a little bigger chiddush there, but he's metame, he doesn't really like any of the approaches. He thinks that the halacha is true, but he just wonders why this first Mishnah leaves out the halacha of umitztarf and lekizayis, that all of them can combine to the shir. Okay, that's just the horror of the Ran and the Savik of the Minchas Chinuch. We continue the Mishnah now. The Yotz and Bitmai, so we've had this list three or four times already in the Daf. We had this in Maseches Brachos. Can you make brachos on this? Could you use it for Zimun? We had it in Shabbos, in the Erevin. Could you use these items to make an Erev? So we're going to have it here too. Can you use these items for matzah? The Yotz and Bitmai, you're allowed to use Dmai matzah. What's Dmai Matzah? Food that you buy from an Am Ha'aretz. The halacha is Rove Ame Ha'aretz do take off Truma Sumaisris, but a miyat of them, they all take off Truma Gedola, because their steer is Truma Gedola. Dmai means that they didn't take off Maiser Rishon, and Maiser Rishon has in it, we know, Truma Sumaisr, which has the status of Truma Gedola. So, but Rove Ame Ha'aretz, Rove people on the street do take off. But the Chacham Amar Machmir, that you have to be Mafresh again. But if you use that Dmai without taking off Maisris, so then you still Yotzi your mitzvah of matzah. Uba Maiser Rishon Shenitla Trumaso, and also Maiser Rishon that had Trumas Maiser, the Levi took off his Trumas Maiser from the Maiser Rishon to give it to the Kohen. So you're allowed to use that too. The Gemara will talk about it. So what's wrong with it? Uba Maiser Sheni VeHektish Sheniftu, or Maiser Sheni and Hektish that you were poed. Maiser Sheni, which you have to eat in Yerushalayim, but you're out of Yerushalayim and you redeemed it, and now it's Chulin. And Hektish that you redeemed, that is also now Chulin. So again, we're going to talk about what's the Chiddush. Of course, that's regular. What's wrong with it? V'ha-kohanim b'chala u'betruma. And kohanim are allowed to eat chala and truma. Right? This is unlike in Maseches Erevin, where we said, according to Sabshita, sumchis, even a Yisrael is allowed to eat chala and truma, but they're talking about hana. Here it's talking about achila. Can you eat chala and truma? Chala and chala and truma have the same status. So of course, the Yisraelim cannot. Why can't the Yisraelim? So the Ran here says, mitzvah haba b'aveira. That's a mitzvah b'aveira. If you're using a chefsa shel mitzvah, that as you do the mitzvah, that you're going to be violating the aveira, that's a mitzvah b'aveira. Rashi does not quote that reason. Rashi here quotes the reason, which the Gemara is going to mention, that you're only allowed to use something for matzah, which, if you would, these grains would only be usher for you mishum batal chal chametz. There's a connection between matzah and chametz, and you only can use for matzah what's usher to you if you would let it rise, mishum chametz. But if something that's usher for you for some other reason, so then you are not allowed to use that for matzah. And that's what he says here. That's what he quotes. Why Yisrael can't eat challah and truma? So there are those that's somewhat different. He doesn't just quote the reason where Rashi does quote some of the other cases mitzvah b'aveira. He quotes a dafka from the Limud by Pesach. Okay, some say maybe Rashi holds that mitzvah b'aveira is only absolved to Rabbanan. That's why he wants to quote even a Limud daraisa to say that it's even a problem on a daraisa level. Either way, those are the two reasons of Rashi and the Ran. Those are the matzahs that you're allowed to use. Avolobetevel, you're not allowed to use tevel food, grains, produce that you did not take off Trumas Ma'aser Shem for sure. V'lo b'Ma'aser Rishon shelo nitla Trumaso, and you can't use Ma'aser Rishon that did not have its Truma taken off of it. It's Trumas Ma'aser. V'lo b'Ma'aser Sheni v'Hekdesh shelo niftu. If it still belongs to Hekdesh, you can't eat it. If it's still Ma'aser Sheni and you're out of Yerushalayim, you can't eat it. So those are items that you're not allowed to eat. The Bekar Chayim, I saw the Nesivis in his Sefer on Hilchas Pesach, just wonders for a moment. It says here that you matzah that belongs to Hektish you're not allowed to use. He contrasts that to the Halach in Shulchan Aruch, that if you blow shofar with the shofar of an Ola, take the horn off of a ram, it says you're Yotzei. It says, why is it that by matzah you're not Yotzei, there you are Yotzei? Isn't it, asked the Nesivis, that why are you Yotzei right away when you take the horn off of the ram? He says, there it says, at least according to one shita, you violate Me'ilah, you're Yotzei, you're Motzi it from Hekdesh. What we've said a few days ago, whenever you violate Me'ilah, it's Yotzei L'chulin. So now this ram doesn't have kachem status anymore. So that's why you can be, you did an Aveira, but it doesn't adhere in the Chefza, your Aveira is finished, and therefore you can be Yotzei your mitzvah. So why all of a sudden by matzah, the second that you eat it, you should be Yotzei Motzi L'chulin. So therefore it shouldn't be a problem. So one idea that he mentions is, Mikal Makom Ina Yotzei Mitavshu Mitzvah Haba Aveira. Kivan Sha'asa Aveira B'tchilas Mitzvah Sachila. He says, by the shofar, okay, the second that you cut it off the animal, the aveira is over, you already did gezel. You already stole from the base of Mikdash, you've added a meal then. So then, now you have a separate, when you blow, you've already done it. So there's no aveira inherent, if you assume it doesn't adhere in the chefza, when you do the act of blowing, you're not doing any more aveira, you already did the aveira earlier. Mashaykin here, it's possible that when you first doing the aveira, let's say you didn't do anything to it, you weren't motzi it. So right when you eat it, that's when you're being motzi it from Rishus Hakdish. So to have the aveira within the Maisa Achila, says the Makar Chayim, that's when it's a problem, that's a mitzvah haba aveira. That is one chilek. Yep. So you might say also, related to the Rambam's famous formulation in Hilchas Shofar, that by Shofar there is no mitzvah haba aveira because ein bakol din gezel. Right, well, there's no, by shofar, the mitzvah we paskin is not tekiya shofar, but shemiyah shofar. The shofar just creates the sound. It's the heichi timsi that you need to create the mitzvah of shemiyah shofar, but we say lishmoa kol shofar. It's machlokas we've shown him, but that is what the Rambam paskin is. That he says, ein bakol din gezel. You can't steal a sound. The object to use to make the sound, you can. So that also might be a difference between the case of the shofar, why it would be okay, and this case of matzah. Yeah. Lumdish question. When you violate the gezel, do you violate the first second or do you violate every second? So l'chora you violate the first second, but a chiv hashava kicks in. You have a chiv hashava to return it. And that's why, let's say when yeyush occurs, so that knocks out the chiv hashava. You still did the aveira. So what changed? The aveira was done. You did it by saveira. How could there be kinyanim that take place? How could yeyush have effects? L'chora it's over at T1, and then you have kinyan gezel to take place, but the later point just knocks out the kinyanim. But you're right. If you would say that every second you're violating, then there wouldn't be any difference between the cases according to the Nesivis. Yeah?
I don't know if the Gemara
can
get to this, but back to the issue of why it doesn't say mitzarif.
Why it doesn't say mitzarif, yeah?
By maror, there's a lot of vegetables in the world.
Yeah?
And we don't know what Mishnah said, use these five.
The Mishnah
says, following list.
Okay.
The normal thing to combine wheat and barley.
Okay, so Menachem is suggesting that maybe it didn't say the halach of seer fear just on a lamaisa level, it's not usually done. Not usually done. But, I mean, just because something's not usually done, would it be a reason why the Mishnah wouldn't.
The question, why are these listed
at all? Related. Why are these listed at all? Well, we're going to talk about what about rice? We're going to talk about other types of roles that we're going to get to. Last part of the Mishnah. Chalos ha-toda urikike nazir. Let's say you have chalas of toda. We mentioned the chalas of the toda, 30 of them were matzah. Right, 30 out of the 40. Urikike nazir. A nazir also, when he brings his karbanos, he has to bring certain rikikim, certain types of wafers. So it depends. Asam ha-atzmo. If you bake these challahs for yourself, and therefore you've basically already been makdish them as kachim and yotzei bahen, then you can't use them because you're not allowed to. We're going to learn it based on a reason in the Gemara, but something that belongs to, that's l'shem hakdish, you're not allowed to use for your mitzvah, even if you weren't makadish them fully yet. In other words, even if we mentioned earlier that the challahs of the toda only have full kedusha after the animal that it goes with is shechted. So even if the animal was not shechted, the karbet toda was not shechted yet, still once you made these to use for your karbet toda, it still would not be allowed. The Gemara will talk about the reason. Asan Limkar, Bashuk, but if you made them to sell for people who need, but not dafka for yourself, Yotzi Behed, so then you could be Yotzi with them. The Gemara will talk about why. Gemara. Tana, Kusmin, we mentioned the Mishnah spelt, Minchitim. Really, that is in the same category as wheat. Shibola, Shuel, Vashifon, Min Sa'orin. Those two, the rye and the oats, are in the same category as Sa'orin barley. L'may nafkamina, what's the Gemara telling us? So Rashi says, L'may nafkamina, first Rashi of the Gemara, L'inyin truma, de'in tarmin mi min al she'ino mino. You know, by truma, you're only allowed to take from one type on its type. So therefore, that's why it's important for us to know these halacha, that it's min al mino in these categories. Tosfos doesn't quote the question, but the other Rishonim ask on Rashi that there's a Mishnah in Trumas that seems to be against this. Says Rabbeinu David, he quotes Rashi, he says, Ve'in zeh nachon, shari amru b'trumas, kol shu kilayim b'chaveiro, lo yitro mizel zeh. If something's kilayim with its friend grain, you can't be torn from one to the other, even if it's from Yaf el Aram. And if you look in the Mishnah there in Trumas, it says that kusmin and chitim are kilayim zeh b'zeh. So if they're kilayim zeh b'zeh, how can you be torn mizel zeh? So they don't like Rashi, and that's why the Rabbeinu David quotes a different pshat, and that's what Tosfos quotes on top. No, the halacha here is regarding l'inyan chiyuv chala. L'inyan chiyuv chala, all of them can be mitzaref to say that you have to take off chala, but not that you could be tori mizel zeh, and not that and they are kilayim with each other. So the two ways to tzarech ian how you answer up for Rashi, but two ways what the nafkamina is that this Gemara is telling me. The Gemara now goes on to tell us if you were wondering, there are some Aramaic names for these grains. Kusmin is called Gulba, Shifon is called Dishra, Shibola Shul is called Shivilei Tala. Okay, period. Hani in, says the Gemara, these five are okay for the mitzvah matzah. Orez v'duchin lo, but rice and millet not, you can't make rice matzahs. Minani mili, what's the makar? Amar b'shirin men lakish, b'chetan adveir, b'shmo, b'chetan adveir, b'loz ben Yaakov. Amar kra, the pasuk says, lo sochal alav chabetz, shivas yamim tochal alav matzos. Pasuk says, don't eat chametz, and right next to it, it says, eat matzah. So we compare. Dvarim habayim. So this pasuk is used, this hekesh is used for a lot of things. We used this for the halacha earlier about the time of when the chiyuv of iser, the iser of chametz starts in full. So we've used it already. So now we're going to use it in terms of the object, in terms of the chefsa of matzah. Dvarim habayim lidei chimutz, adam yotzei bohen yidei chavasa b'matzah. Only ingredients which can rise and become full chametz, that's what you can use in order to make biyosi your mitzvah of matzah. Yatsu elu she'in bain l'dei chimutz ela l'dei sirchon. Excluding rice and millet, which even when given time to rise, they do not become chametz, but they just become sirchon, they just get ruined, they become not tasty, they become spoiled, that's what I was looking for, they become spoiled, and therefore, because they can't become chametz, so too they can't become matzah. So 2 points. Number one is a drash from the Ohev Yisrael. The Ohev Yisrael, the Apter Rav. He says, what's the drash, what's the message, the derech muster behind this halacha, that you can only use something for matzah that can become chametz. He says, this is the message. Ki k'sh'ovet es Hashem Yisbarach afilu b'divrei artzius, umalos am l'shamayim. As we know, the object of life, matar of life, is to use the gashmius, to use the artzius, and be makadishit, to make it into mitzvahs, to make it into avodas Hashem. Avol mi sh'ovet es Hashem rak b'divrei Torah b'tfilu l'chud. Somebody stays in the base measures, somebody doesn't, stays up there, baruchnius, he doesn't take what's around him in the world and be makadishit. Loshi, kadishit gashmiyuso, ein avodoso malo, that's not the highest level. So he says, that's why you have to dafka, what do you use for matzah? What do you use to be for the mitzvah on Pesach? You use chametz. You use ram habayim l'dechima, something that has the potential, something that's full of artsiyas, full of gashmiyas, something that could become chametz, and you dafka makadishit, and you don't let it, and you makadishit, you use it for matzah. He says, oh, so that's the highest level. You can't just use something that's only become chametz, matzah. Oh, it's only, it has no potential for chametz. No, the symbol is that it's connected to all the gashmias. Yeah, you use it for ruchnias. That's the Ohev Yisrael's vart on this halacha. That's the drash. Now we get to the hardcore halacha on this, and that is rice. Let's talk about rice a little bit. So the Ritva here quotes, again, this is right here is where the action is. Right here is kidneys. This is the Psachim Lamed Hei. Says the Ritva, Yesh Shapiresh. There are those that say, what does the Gemara say? That Orez is excluded from becoming matzah because it's not ba'im lidei chametz, el lidei sirchon. It doesn't become chametz, but it just gets putrid, it gets spoiled. Says the Ritva, Yesh Pirish Shahachi Kamar, Einem ba'im lidei chametz gamur, lehischayv alekares, Elolidei noksha viika alayu isadurabanan mechames. There are those that say, says the Ritva, that what the Gemara means is that it doesn't become chametz gamur, but it becomes chametz noksha, which is a lower level of chametz, which we'll get to later in the Masechta, which is chametz midurabanan. And according to that, so then you can't have rice on Pesach me'ikar hadin, because it is chametz durabanan, according to this opinion in the Rishonim. And this is quoted in a number of Rishonim. Rov Rishonim, though, continue like the Ritva. Aval matzinu minag pashut b'kol svarad she'ochlim b'pesach orez mevushal. We all eat cooked rice. V'somchin bazal divriyaka onim she'omri ein machmis in klal. And we understand this Gemara that says it doesn't become chametz, it doesn't become chametz at all. V'chein halacha, says the Ritva. And that's what you paskin. Rice is mutter on Pesach. But then he adds, mikol makom tzarech lihizahir ma'od. But you have to be extremely careful. Shaharei nimsa im ha'orez mimin hakus min tamid. You find grains mixed in with the rice. Remember, they didn't have like machines like we have as man as that. They did it by hand. They had very other types of machines. But you could get other grains mixed into the rice. So you have to be very careful, because you could have other grains mixed in. Vim nishar hasham afilu gargir achas. Even if one little grain is left in, nimsa shenesar hakol bibishulo b'mashehu. Right, we pass in chavitz also b'mashehu. Lachet tzorech livdok oso pam achar pam bi'iyun gadol. Tehalavich zuke yisura. You don't assume that it's okay. Kibin the milsa d'shchicha tuva. V'harbi min achasidim nimnu mile'echo mehem b'pesach v'v'sholem. Many people don't eat it. They're machmir b'pnei irbuvya she'osim imahim, because of the irbuv. That's what the Ritva says. The Meiri adds on that when you cook them, they look very similar to real chitim. And the Meiri says, libo nokfo. Your heart's going to be like, is that real? Is that not? You're not going to have onig yadav. So therefore, stay away from it. This is the issue of kidneys. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Meikar Hadin, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, mutter. And that's why the minhag of many Sfaradim is to eat rice and corn and all of those items which are Me'ikar Hadin, according to Rov Rishon, not chametz, based on this Gemara. It's not chametz. There is that daya that says, Boin lidechi must be drabanan. But generally we assume not. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Taf Nun Gimel, the items that you're allowed to use to make matzah, chitim, sa'ar, and the five grains, and then it says, Avalo orez. You can't use orez for matzah. It's not matzah. But why? Because Einam Boin lidechi mutz. Umutur la'asub asmehen tafshil. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Kairo Mutter. He passes like Rov Rishonim. It's Mutter to use it. Says the Ramah, the Yesh, Osrim, the Hamina Ba'ashkenaz Lahachmir, the Ein Lashanos. Ramah makes sure you got the picture, right? Three times. Minog, don't change it. And the Mishnah Berurah explains. He quotes these reasons are from the earlier poskim, that it used to be mixed in with other grains, or Ame Ha'aretz won't be, they'll see dough, and they won't realize the difference between this dough and other dough, right? Pesach pizza, Pesach noodles comes to mind when you read this Mishnah Berurah. People are going to get confused and think about, hey, you're allowed to have this. Va'od, he says, maybe you'll find the piece. And he says, Va'afilu ba'achrot shal Pesach, gam kenin lohakel bazeh. Though, he's alluding to the Chumrah of Gebrax, where some people are machmir the last day, but he says when it comes to kidneys, that's usur. That's usur mitaminhag by Ashkenazim, and ain lahakal by this, except if it's a tzorah gadol, if somebody's a zakein, if somebody's a, right, we're mako by a baby formula, if a baby needs to eat it, then it has traces of rice in it, so we're mako in those cases, because we paskin me'ikar adin, it's not a problem if it's pure rice. You just gotta make sure in some of the baby formulas, we did research last year, speak to Mayor about this, some of the baby formulas, not only did it have traces of rice, it had traces of other grains. So you got to make sure, even if it says rice, it makes whatever it's made of, there are other traces of grain in it. You got to make sure with the conscious organizations what exactly is pure rice and you'd be able to use it. But this is the issue of kidneyos on the sugi. If you want to look more, Maudim Bahalacha Rav Zevin has a nice 10-page article on kidneyos. He goes to other Rishonim back and forth, those who are extremely for it, extremely against it. But the action isn't just by Gebrox. The action is by kidneys also. It's just that the Minag Olam has come that everybody holds a kidneys because it's a Ramah. But that's the halacha.
It's so interesting that the one thing that the Gemara says cannot become chametz is the one thing that they
asked. Right, but they asked it for practical reasons. They agree. If you look at the Rishonim, they hold that they agree with the Gemara. They say the Gemara as total, it doesn't become chametz at all. But the Minag started based on these other reasons. There's other wheat mixed in, you're going to get confused. All these other reasons, the Meiri says, Libo Nokfo, they agree with the Gemara totally. They don't hold like that opinion that says it's only on a daraisa level. Maybe the rabbanan is still chametz.
What if the Gemara says that it's going to come to be?
So you can't. The Gemara's ikar is talking about using it for matzah. That's the emphasis of the Gemara.
So it's going to be shirachon. So it's not going to ever be. How's anyone going to be confused?
So it looks like it. The Biri's lashon is that it looks like it from the outside. But you're right. That's not usually the reason quoted. The reason usually quoted more is what the Ritva said, and that is there are grains mixed inside. It can't be a perfect rice. You might say today this is the minog. The minog Yisrael has been accepted. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Masisa de Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Domar or has been dug on who? Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says rice is a form of wheat, and it can become chametz, but we don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Tanya Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Oser, but or is Vidochen, the Bishop Karov la Hachmitz. Right, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri answers it to use it because it can become chametz. It's karov lahachmitz. So Gemara wonders, what does that lashon mean? Ibayilahu shekarov lahachmitz dekadim lahachmitz. Does karov lahachmitz means it becomes chametz very fast, even more than other grains? Odil makarov lahachmitz have chametz gamar lo havi. Or does karov lahachmitz means it gets close to becoming chametz, but not full? Doesn't become full chametz. So Tashma, which is it? In other words, what's the nafkamina? Are you chayv karis? Are you chayv karis on this chametz? You're only chayv karis for chametz gamar. So if we can prove that you're chayv karis, then that proves our, that answers our question. So tashma the tanya, amar yechem benuri, always been dogenu, the chayav and achimus karis. So now you see, karv lachmetz means it just becomes chametz quicker. V'adam yotzi bo yidei chavaz bepesach, but you can use it for matzah as long as you guard it. V'cheinar, yechem benuri, omer karmis chayvas bechala. Yechem benuri also says karmis is also, that grain is also chayv in chala. Because as we mentioned, the Mishnah in Chala mentions that these five grains are not only the ones that you can use for matzah, they're also the five grains that are chayiv in the mitzvah of Chala. So says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, karamis is also chayivas in Chala. My karamis, what is karamis? Amar Abaya, shitznisa. Ah, okay, it's shitznisa. The Gemara says, that doesn't help us. My shitznisa, what does shitznisa mean? Amar Papa, shitznisa, dimishtakcha beini kalanisa. It's found amongst this plant of kalanisa. So that, they were knowledgeable in, so that was enough for them. Period. Amar Rabba Barav Chana Amar Eish Lakish. Next important sugya. Isa shenilo shem yayin b'shem u'dvash in chayav alachimus akaris. If you make a dough without water, just with wine and oil and honey, and that's what you use to help knead it, then there is no iser kares when you eat that chametz. Does not have the full status of chametz. What we call mei peros. This is the sugya of mei peros, that you knead it without water. Yosef Rav Papa Rav Huna Brei Yeshua Kamed Ravidi. They were sitting in front of Ravidi Baravin. Yosef Ravidi Baravin became a nab name. Ravidi was falling asleep. He was dozing. So they wanted to have. How do you wake somebody up? So he talked Torah in front of them. So obviously that's going to wake them up. Halavai. We should all be woken up by Torah. Amalei Rav Huna Brei Yeshua Rav Papa. My time of the Reish Lakish. What's the reason that Reish Lakish said this statement? You know, the statement that if you knead dough with oil or wine or dvash, you're not chayev karis. Amrlei damar kratz, based on the pasuk that we had before, lo sochal alav chametz v'chulu, dvarim she'adam yotzei ben yechavos v'matzah, chayav lachem mitzvah chametz, kares hu. Anything that you could use for your mitzvah matzah, that's what you're chayav kares on. V'ha ho'el v'ein adam yotzei d'bo yedei chavoso, d'havi le matzah ashira, because these items you cannot use for your mitzvah of matzah, because it's literally rich matzah. Rashi says that we require lechem oni, poor man's matzah, which we'll get to by the Shem tomorrow's daf also. Lechem oni. Matzah ashira is not lechem oni. Matzah ashira is baked with mei peros, kneaded with mei peros, so you can't use it for your mitzvah matzah. So the same exact thing, in a chayav and achimutza kares. That's the reason. Matzah and kares go together. So therefore, if you can't work for matzah, that's the reason for Eish Lakish, you're not chayav kares. Eser, if we're going to bring papa, 1 second. So the other Rav said to back to the first Rav, remember, and the other Rav is dozing in front of them. He said back 1 second. Himcheu v'gimo. We have a case where the parallel does not exist. We have a case where you can't use it for matzah, but you're still chayiv kares. Himcheu v'gamo. What happens if you soaked matzah in water? Himcheu v'gamo, and then you swallowed it. Imchametsu anish kares. If it's totally saturated in water, so it's liquid basically. If it's chametz anish kares, still if it was chametz in there, you're still chayiv kares. Even though v'im matzahu, if it was matzah that you soaked, ein adam yidei chavasu b'pesach. So you see, there's not an exact parallel. So how can you say that's the reason for Eish Lakish? You can't use it for matzah, so therefore you're not chayav kares. Here's an example. You can't use it for matzah, and you are chayav kares. So you see, it doesn't go fit exactly. Rashi says, why can't you use this for matzah? Soaked matzah. So Rashi quotes the last five words. The lav derech achila ka'achile. It's not derech achila. You have to eat mitzvah matzah to be derech achila. The Rosh Hashanah, this Rashi says, this seems to be poshet the suffik of the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech and Ilchus Yisodei HaTorah has the suffik that we know the Gemara said, we had it earlier, Daf Chaf Aleph, you're only, and the Chal we had it earlier, not exactly there, that was the Makar for Yisuri Hanav, but we had earlier that you're only violates, and you only get Malkus on Averos if you eat it in the normal way. So the Mishnah Melech has a suffig, do you only get a mitzvah if you eat it in a normal way? He says, by Averis we have Gemara as a matter. What about mitzvahs? Does the same rule, the opposite rule, apply to mitzvahs? He has that suffig and he brings Makaros back and forth to explain it. So said the Rishash, this Rashi seems to prove that point. He says, that's exactly why you're not Yotza here, because this is not a normal way of eating matzah. When it's liquefied, when it's in this water. So that's the Rishash Sahara on the Rashi. But continues the Gemara, so here the parallel is broken. So how can you say that's the reason for Reish Lakish? That it's because you wouldn't be Yotzei Matzah, therefore you can't get Kareis. So all of a sudden, Itzer Behu Rav Yidi Bar Avin, he wakes up. It worked. So Amalu Dardaki, children, come on. Hainu Daimon Reish Lakish. This is the ultimate reason of Reish Lakish. Dvishum Dahavile Mei Peros, Umei Peros and Machmitzin. No, the Lach is not because of any connection between Kareis and Chametz and Matzah. The reason is because this is Mei Peros, and the rule is Mei Peros do not cause Chametz. Mei Peros ain Machmitzin. Period. And that is why there is no Kareis. Because it doesn't become Chametz. So what does Mei Peros ain Machmitzin mean? Three shittas in the Rishonim. Rashi on Daf Lamed Vav, which shows us here quotes, ain Machmitzin means ain Machmitzin Mida Oraisa. Because after all, what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is explaining why not Chayav Kareis. But it is also Mida Rabbanan. That shittas Rashi. Mei Peros ain Machmitzin is only Mida Oraisa, but Mei Peros is Chametz. Mida Rabbanan. And Ashkenazim, as we'll see, are Machmir for that Rashi. Right, may peiros are in machmitzin. That's only on a daraisa level, but midrabanan it has the status of chametz noksha. Number two is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam here. The other extreme, it's totally fine. Rabbeinu Tam in this Tosva says on the third skinny line, I will peiros shari to peiros in machmitzin mashu the shirin lagamre. It's totally fine. Again, if it's pure peiros, then it is totally mutter. If you mixed it in with a little water. If you mix it in with a little water, so then there's an iser lav. There's a lav, but there's still no kareis. That is shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so we have Rashi who says it's always after midrash rabbanan. Rabbeinu Tam says as long as it's pure meperos, it is mutter lechatchila. Mutter lechatchila. It can't use it for matzah because it can't become chametz, but it's not chametz. And Rabbeinu Tam says if you mix it in water, so then it becomes it's an iser lav. The Rambam is somewhat of a combination. The Rambam says like Rabbeinu Tam that if it's pure meperos, it's mutter. Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam hold that way, that Mei Peros is Ein Machmitzin, period. But then the Rambam says, if you add in a little water, his Lashon is Machmitzin. So it's a question of the Rambam, does that mean even Isser Kareis? Is that full Kareis? Full? Or does he still hold like Rabbeinu Tam? According to some, understand the Rambam as, once you add a little water, then it becomes regular Chametz. Again, this is the issue of Mei Peros. This is Matzah Ashira. So can you eat Matzah Ashira in Pesach? So again, it's a machlokas between the Machaber and the Ramah. With the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tuf Samach Beis, Mei Peros below Mayim, Ein Machmitzin Klal, Umutur Lechel bePesach Matzah Shini Loshem beMei Peros. Afilu Shasa Kol Hayom. You can't use it for matzah because it's matzah ashira and it says lechem oni. But you can use it. And this is why, if you remember last year, one of the options that the Shulchan Aruch gave for Shal Shudis on Erev Pesach Kol Yisrael Shabbos was eating matzah ashira. And that's what some of the egg matzahs. Some of the egg matzahs, the apple juice matzahs, whatever it is, use matzah ashira. But many, and some, even Ashkenazic poskim said, in this dire circumstance, you have no choice. Use meperus. Use matzah ashira. But generally, Ashkenazic minhag is not to do that, because the Rama says, Umevdinos elu, einogin lalush meperus. The ein lashanos, imlo bishas atzchak, letzorachole, ozakin atzorach lazeh. But this is based on, choshish for Rashi. Choshish for Rashi, as Rashi holds that meperus is machmitzan midrabanan. So therefore, Ashkenazic minhag is not to use matzah shira, and we try to stay away from matzah shira. That's why we use the other options of splitting the meal in the morning, being yotzi with peiros or chicken. That's why most poskim of the Ashkenazic customs did not say to use matzah shira. There were some exceptions, but again, because Rabbeinu Tam of the Rambam says it's mutter. But Rashi is choshesh shal lachumra, and that's why we're makar for Rashi. That's the assumption. Egg matzahs that they make today. So lachor, I guess they have zero water. I hope so.
Is there a difference between Erev Pesach and
No, the note to be Yehuda, right. We mentioned the shiur last year, another Yehuda that says maybe the whole discussion is on Pesach and not Erev Pesach. Maybe the whole issue shouldn't be a problem in Erev Pesach. And even the Ramah would agree Erev Pesach. Right? That's that another Yehuda. That's what they were so mechan. Sorry, I forgot that. The Nodeb Yehuda mentioned that maybe the whole discussion is only on Chametz on Pesach. Maybe before Pesach, everybody would agree that it's okay. But again, that wasn't Mefurish, but that's how the Nodeb Yehuda said even the Ramah would agree that there's no problem of Matzah Shira on Erev Pesach. So that's what that's also what it was they were relying on. Okay, weiter. Yotze bidmai ubemeiser. So the Mishnah said you can be yotze with dmai. Dmai, remember, is food that you're not sure if Shumas Meisers would take it off of. So the Gemara says dmai halo chazile. Why dmai? Dmai isn't chazi for you. Rashi quotes two reasons why. Either because dmai is aser mishum potential tevel, not just, and we said, we're going to say, we didn't say yet, that your matzah, you can only use something that's only potentially awesome because of chametz, not potentially awesome because of anything else. So either based on the limud, or Rashi says, mitzvah ba'baveira. Either way, Rashi has that as two, right? The machlokas that Rashi and the Ran had on the Mishnah, here Rashi quotes both opinions. So it's lo chazile. So the Gemara answers, kiba divay mafka l'nechseva havi ani, since a person can be mafker all his nechasim and become a poor person, v'ochal demai, sashanami chazile, because he has the potential, it's biyado, so we say that's enough to be considered a mutter to him. The Tan is the Mishnah says in demai, machilas aniyim demai v'zachsanyi demai, you're allowed to give poor, the poor demai, and achsanyi and guests traveling through town who also don't have any food, you're allowed to give them demai. So you see, and it's right for an ani. So because you can be mafker all your nechasim and become an ani, that's why it's considered a mutter. V'yam Ravuna Tana beishami omer ein machdes aniim aniim demai v'sachsani demai or beisal omer machilin. So beisal all paskins, you're allowed to be machil. Tosfos has an interesting suffix here. Tosfos is Yerushalmi Yotzin. The Ri has a suffix. Does this mean even lachadchila or not? Yotzin b'demai. Does that mean b'diavad? But yeah, but if you did it, or maybe even lechadchila. Look at this fascinating line: Inami yotzen afilu lechadchila in Tosfos. Hoel v'shari la'aniim. Since it's a food that's mutter for aniim, v'achilas matzah nami nikra achilas anius. Amazing Tosfos. Not only is matzah called lechem oni, but you are eating your ma'isa achila. It's called a ma'isa achila ba anius, and therefore that itself can be defined, whatever you eat demai, it's a poor man's food. If it's a poor man's food, then just your eating it is cool. That's what you need by matzah. You have to eat a poor man's eating. So it says maybe even l'chadchila would be good enough. That's Tosfos. Maybe we'll see if we get any other parallels to Tosfos as we see the lechemoni sugyos. Continues the Gemara. Maaser Rishon lo Truma, so Maaser Rishon that had Truma taken off of it, its Truma spices taken off of it, you're allowed to use, says the Gemara Pshita. It's obvious. Maaser Rishon, the Levi got it, he took off his truma, he gave it to the Kohen, so it's mutter. So of course the Levi could use it, right? Let's say Yisrael cannot, because it's an Aveira, right? It's not as Usur, it's not Misa de Shemayim, but still Yisrael is not supposed to eat Maaser Rishon. It belongs to the Levi. So Kiva, the truma, so Chulin Ave. So what's the Chiddush? Why do you take off the truma's Maaser? It's Chulin. So Lotzricha Shikti Mabishibola. No, it means that this is the case. The Levi went very early in the production cycle, even before the Chiv of Truma kicked in. The Chiv of Truma Gedola. Before the Chiv of Truma Gedola kicked in, and he went to take it directly from the person, before the Kohen got a chance to take off Truma Gedola. So, Hikdima Bishibolin, V'notle Emenu Truma's Meiser, V'notle Emenu Truma Gedola. Truma Gedola was never taken off of this. And the Chiddush is, Ukad Rebbe Yavahu, the Amar Rabbi Yavahu, Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Meiser Rishon, Hikdima Bishibolin, Pater Mi Truma Gedola. If the Levi took his Meiser Rishon very early, it's tough luck on the Kohen. The Yisrael was Pater from giving Truma Gedola. Even though, really, there is an order. You're supposed to give Bikurim, and then Truma, then Meiser Rishon. Supposed to give it in order. But, it said, Meleas Chavid Demachal Osacher. Said this week's parasha. Right? Meleas Chavid Demachal Osacher. They're supposed to give it in order. But if you didn't, if Levi went out of the way and took it early, then he's Pater from Truma Gadola. Shenemar, as the Pazak says, Vahari Mosi Bimenu Trumas Hashem Meiser Ben Meiser. That the Levi should take off Meiser Ben Meiser. That's referring to Trumas Meiser. He should take off Trumas Meiser from his Meiser. So we darshan, Meiser Ben Meiser Amarti, Lucha. Only one thing the Levi takes off, and not two things. So once the Levi took off Truma's Meiser, he does not have to take off Truma Gedola from here, and therefore if he uses this for matzah, that's the Chiddush that it's okay. So what do you mean? So why are we saying that the Chiddush is that if he went so early, what, maybe he's part of him Truma Gedola, even if he took it late in the process, even if he took it after the Chiv of Truma Gedola kicked in, we should say that he's part of him taking off Truma Gedola. Because it says, you only take off one thing from my Sarisha. So Amar Lei, so Abaya answers no. Alecha Amar Kra, Miko Matrosechem Tarimu, as Kultru Mas Hashem. There's a Ribui. From all your Matanas, you should take off Truma. Even this one, where The Levi took off the Ma'aser Rishon. So Mara Isa. So why do we include where he took it off? He took his Ma'aser Rishon so early, and why do we exclude and say he does not need to take off Truma Gedola where he takes it very early in the process, and he needs to take off Truma Gedola where he takes it late in the process after the Chiyuv kicked in already? This says the Gemara very obviously. Ha'idgen v'haylo idgen. Did the Chiyuv of Truma kick in yet? Did you have Diga? Did you have the gathering yet? Once the Chiyuv of Truma Gedola kicks in, you can't get rid of it. You can't be mafkir that Chiyuv. Beforehand, you could prevent that chiyuv from getting off the ground. That's where it works. So if he takes it very early, that's why he has no chiyuv of Truma Gedola. But if he takes it later, rather, once the chiyuv kicked in, then he can't get out of that chiyuv. Period. Two dots. Ma'aser Jenny v'Hekdesh Niftu. Again, the Gemara has Pshita. If you redeemed Hekdesh and Ma'aser Rishon, so then it's Chulin. So what's the chiddush of using it? There's a halacha that when the owner of the item that was given to Hekdesh or Ma'aser Sheni redeem it and change the Kedusha back onto money, he has to add on a fifth. He has to add on a Chomesh value. So let's say he didn't. That's the Chiddush. Even if he didn't add on a Chomesh value, the food is still chulin. And it's coming to teach me that the Chomesh is not Ma'akev the Pidyon, and it becomes chulin automatically. Again, the karnim kedi chal and truma nari yisrael pshita. We know that ma'udetema matzah shovel l'chol adam be'inon. Interesting havamina. No, you might have said that you need an object that could be eaten by everybody. Shovel l'chol adam. So therefore, truma is not good for most Jews. Right? Truma is only good for kohanim. That's the havamina. Kamash malan matzos riba. It says matzah two times. So we have an inclusion that you don't need matzah that's right for everybody. That's the chiddush that a kohen is allowed to eat truma. Again, interesting havamina. Maybe we'll talk about it at a future date. Mehecha tesi, good question. Why should you need this? Why should you need matzah that's roi lakol? So we'll have to think about it. To think about it, maybe we'll come up with, it's our homework today. Which two psukim? So it's unclear exactly, but the Gemara, he's quoting the Gemara later on. So we'll see it tomorrow. It says Daf Lamed Vav. So we'll see tomorrow which psukim are being quoted. Abo lo betevel. Now we get to the ones you can't use. You're not allowed to use tevel. Pshita, of course you can't use tevel. Tevel is asu midaraisa. Asu midaraisa to eat. Lo tzricha betevel tevel midarabanan. Maybe even tevel midarabanan you can't eat. Shezaro ba'atzah she'inonokah. What's tevel midarabanan? It's in a flower pot without a hole, and therefore it's not directly connected to the ground. The roots are in the flower pot, so that's only tevel midrabanan. Even tevel midrabanan, you're not allowed to use for matzah. Rashi quotes mitzvah haba averus. They say Rashi seems to hold that even averus drabanan, you apply the principle of mitzvah haba averus. Right. So this relates. The Sfas Emes has the safek here. He doesn't quote all the raid, as they say, all about this sugya. The Sfas Emes says yesh la'ayin. When it says here, you can't use tevel midrabanan. What happens if you did use it? What happened if you did use it? Were you yotze your mitzvah d'oraisa matzah, but you just have an avera, midrabanan of tevel? Or do you say that you weren't even yotze your mitzvah of matzah? He has that suffix. Right? And this relates to the issue of whenever the rabbanan tell you midrabanan not to do something, have they just wiped out the mitzvah totally? Or they just added on a chovas gabra, for example? Right? The poskim talk about what if you blow shofar on Shabbos? I want to blow shofar. I'm sorry, I know the rabbi said I'm not allowed to. I want to blow shofar. So let's say you did blow shofar. Do you get the mitzvah of shofar? You just did an avera also? Or no, you didn't do the mitzvah of shofar. What about Megillah? Maybe you're mechalik, because Megillah is totally drabanan. Megillah, shofar. So that has to do with when the rabbanan tell you something is puzzle or wrong, so then what is the halacha? Right? They quoted Tosas in Sukkah Dav Gimel, where Tosas in Sukkah quotes in Shitas Beis Shammai, there's a type of sukkah that Beis Shammai says is puzzle. It's a very small sukkah. It can only fit your head, not your body. So it says you're not allowed to use that sukkah. And the language that Beis Shammai uses in the Mishnah is Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. You have never been mekayim in the mitzvah sukkah if you sit in this type of sukkah. So it says Tosfos in Sukkah Dav Gimel, you know what this shows? That even though it's only possible midrabanan, they were mafkia, the shame sukkah. It's not a sukkah anymore. It's like you're sitting in your house. You aren't yosei the mitzvah. So again, there are sources on both sides of the issue, but this is the issue that the Sfas Emes brings up. It also relates to mitzvos. If the rabbanan tell you to do a mitzvah in a certain way, and if you don't do it that way, they benching midaraisa, v'yachad v'svat v'irachta. What words do you say? Thank you Hashem for the food. Right? Am I yotzei midaraisa if I say that, but midrabanan, I have to use a specific nusach? Or no, once the rabbanan told me how to do the mitzvah, what to say, so then I have to say it the way they said it. Or kiddush, the minchas chinuch, the mitzvah laman aleph, has this whole discussion. That, once the rabbanan told you, kiddush, right? Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you're yotzei kiddush midaraisa by saying good Shabbos. Right? We say good Shabbos to each other after davening. Good Shabbos, you're yotzei daraisa. Ask the Minchas Chinuch. What do you mean you're Yosef? The Rabbanan told you the words how to make Kiddush. How can you say, what's the Rabbanan tell you how to do, how to say, how to be Yosef, the Mitzvah Kiddush, Daraisa? How can you separate? What's the Rabbanan tell you how to do it? That's it. That's the Mitzvah. So again, this relates to the suffix of the Sfas Emes. And I just saw in the Chashuk Echemed, Rav Zilberstein, he says, maybe the point is, let's say you're eating matzah, you're at the Seder, it's wonderful, you have the whole family there, and then all of a sudden, you realize, oh, hey, we didn't take off challah from the matzah. I baked my own matzah, and I didn't take off challah. So you just didn't have, you did an avera, so you have to eat again. Do you make a new bracha? Do you make a new bracha of al achilas matzah or not? So he goes back and forth, but he said this totally on this issue. Were you not yotze at all, or you were yotze midaraisa, but just midarabana, you have to eat again. Because you did not there. So if you midarabana, you have to eat again. So maybe you wouldn't require another bracha. So again, that's halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa, do you have to, hopefully it won't be halacha lemaisa, but that's related. Okay, continues the Gemara. Veloba maisa rishon nitla chumaso, maisa rishon that did not have chumas maiser taken off of it, you cannot use. Pshita. So again, it's obvious, if there's chumas maiser in here, of course I cannot use it. Lotzricha shikdimu bakri. No, the chiddush is, let's say, the Levi went and took off his maiser rishon first, after chuma gadola kicked in. So mao de tema kadam alei rapapa labaya, you might say, like our papa suggested to Abaya earlier, that even that should be pater. Kamashmon kadashani lei, and the chiddush is, like we rejected him earlier, that you don't say that. Once the chiv of chuma gadola kicks in, it does not leave. Veloba maisa shini bagdish lo niftu. Also, if something is hektish or maisa sheni that you did not redeem, also you're not allowed to use it for matzah. Pshita, that's also obvious. It still belongs to Hektish. Li'olam de'nifto. No, really, it was redeemed. Umailo niftosh le'nifto kilchasan. You didn't redeem it in the way that you were supposed to. Maiser sheni shepado agava simon. Maiser sheni, you redeemed with a coin that did not have a picture on it, a tsura on it, and you're supposed to use one with a tsura. Rachmana amar v'tzarta akesef dover sheyish lo tsura. So that's what your mistake was. The hektish achilo agabi karka, and hektish which you put the kedusha on land, which also you're not supposed to do. Rachmana amar benasan hakesef v'kamlo. So because you didn't do the pidyon properly, you might have thought you're not allowed to use it. Kamash v'lan, you're still allowed to use it. Period. Tanu Rabbanon, Yochel Yosi Adam Yidei Chavasa B'Tevel Shlo Niskan. You might have thought that you could use Tevel that was not fixed for your Mitzvah Matzah. The Gemara interjects. One second. Kol Tevel Nami Halo Niskan. What do you mean Tevel that wasn't Niskan? All Tevel is not Niskan. That's the definition of Tevel. They didn't take off Shumas of Maestris. So Gemara says, you're right. Ebel, but Tevel Shlo Niskan called Sarcho. So you might have thought that you could use Tevel that you didn't completely fix. In other words, Shinala Menu Shuma Gadola, Belon Elamenu Shumas Maeser. You took off Shuma Gadola to the coin, but you didn't take off Shumas Maeser, still have Shumas Maeser in here. Or Maeser Rishon below Maeser Sheni. You took off Maeser Rishon and you did not take off Maeser Sheni. Vafilo Maeser Ani, even if the only thing that's left out was Maeser Ani, which is not even Aser Ba'achila. You just didn't do the mitzvah yet of Maeser Ani. Minayin, how do you know that you're not supposed to use those matzahs? Tama Lomar. Lo sochal alav chametz, mishi isur mishem bal tochal chametz. You shouldn't eat chametz, and right after that is matzah. That means you're only going to use matzah suddenly as potentially only usur mishem chametz. Yotza zesh ain isur mishem bal tochal chametz, ela mishem bal tochal tevel. All of these, even the chiddush is even my sirani, the still a shemetz, a little isur of tevel, if you didn't take off my sirani yet, and therefore anything that is any other isurim involved in it, you're not allowed to use for the mitzvah matzah. Chumas Maaser is the Levi is responsible. It's not pinning it. It's just saying that the Baal has to make sure not to eat it before the the Maaser Rishon is not in his Rishus anymore. And if it is in his Rishus, he has to realize it's not just Maaser Rishon, which is it's Chumas Maaser in here, which is Misa B'dei Shemayim. Okay, so we'll stop here tomorrow. The sugya of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. That's where it starts. The next word is about Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Different sheet is about that. Lechem Oni. Tomorrow's Gemara. Lechem Oni. What is Lechem Oni? And other exciting inyanim. Okay, we'll stop here. Today's shiur is Zecher Nishmas Rachel Bashlomo Zalman Halevi. Rachel Zalman Halevi. Is tomorrow's week taken already? What's that? Next week.